Now that brings us now to probably the greatest psalm of all in this section that we've been in. Up to now, we've come, I think, to the greatest psalm, and this is Psalm 22. We have this, as we've said, it's in book form, it's on tape, and you could get it any way you want it. You get it on cassette tape. The message that we've given in the past on Psalm 22, and I consider it personally the greatest one of all. When I come to this psalm, I feel like I'm standing on holy ground. It's the psalm of the cross. Now, Psalm 1, we had a portrait of Christ, his character, his life, and his practice. But here, we have the passion of Christ in depth. Psalm 22 is an x-ray that penetrates right down into his thoughts. We see the anguish of his passion, and his soul is laid bare in this psalm. Now, in the Gospels, the four Gospels, you have the historical fact of his death recorded. And you have some of the events which surrounded his crucifixion and attended his death. They are placed there in the canon of Scripture. But, friends, his thought life is given in detail here in Psalm 22. You see what went on in his heart and soul and mind while he's hanging there upon the cross when you read this psalm. It always was my custom as pastor of a church to have services on Good Friday. And most of the time, we took the seven last sayings of Christ from the cross. And I think that I've heard over 100 men take these seven words and develop them. And to me, it was always a spiritual feast just to see how each man would develop his subject. Now, I got through that many new and profitable thoughts. Now, you may get an idea when we get into this psalm that we're having a Good Friday service, but there'll be one radical departure. And note this, instead of standing beneath the cross and looking up and listening to him, in this psalm we're going to hang with him on the cross. And we're going to view the crucifixion of Christ from the cross as he saw it. We're going to look beneath, see what went on around that cross. We're going to see also what went on in his own soul as we see him hanging there, suspended between earth and heaven. You see, we were there, actually, on the cross. He was made sin for us who knew no sin, that we might be made the righteousness of God in him. And Peter put it like this, 1 Peter 2:24, who his own self bare our sins in his own body on the tree, that we, being dead to sins, might live unto righteousness, by whose stripes we're healed. Now, we have made the statement that this psalm puts down on the cross of Christ an x-ray, so that we are not reading the Gospels now, where you have the historical facts given of his crucifixion. But here in this psalm, you penetrate right into that darkness, and you hang with him there upon the cross, and you see it as he sees it, you feel as he feels there. Now, this psalm opened with that awful cry, and all of the seven last sayings of Christ are in this psalm here, either given verbatim, or else we have the background for him saying what he did. And this is that plaintive and desperate cry of that forlorn man forsaken of God.